Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Oh, happy Friday! Beautiful, beautiful morning. Hope you have a great weekend planned. Make sure you take care of Mom. I know I don't have to remind you. Although Mother's Day kind of snuck up on us this year.
It did?
It felt like it.
But I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yep. I am too. I love this text right here. You guys are idiots, but I like listening to you.
Ah, that's Dave. Okay. There you go.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was.
Mother's Day did not sneak up on me.
Oh, you were ready.
I am. Look, well, you know, I got a list from my wife of these are the things I would like. And yours truly ordered them.
So very easy, huh?
Mrs.
S makes it real easy for you.
Yeah, she even mentioned they go off sale. You know, this was a couple weeks ago. They go off sale tomorrow. You realize?
Oh, she's been tracking all that stuff.
Really? So I got right on it.
All right.
Called my guy.
Look
my
at
guy.
You.
Sent him out.
All right. Well, way to go. Way to, good for Mrs. S to make it easy for you.
That's right.
On this, Is It Just Me Friday, we give you a chance to get those hot sports takes off your chest. Here's one from Robert. Is it just me? Nolan Arenado is a crybaby, bleeping, blankety blank. Ain't no way I'm rooting for that traitor.
Traitor?
Is it just me or F Nolan and his playoff disappearing butt? Oh, he just wants it so bad it takes a toll. He's so hard on himself. Bleep you! Thanks for your time here, but you're dead to me.
Wow.
Zowie.
That was very nice.
So you're siding with
the organization.
You're trusting the organization, huh? Got a Jeff Breidich burner.
Burner account, you think?
Burner account.
Yeah. It's amazing he can pop up his head between surgeries and fire off a text.
Scalpel?
Scalpel.
Clamp?
Cell phone?
You know, most doctors, you know, they're in surgery and they like to have some music playing.
Mm-hmm.
He just has us on.
Yeah.
Ah, stink.
Yeah, right.
Clamp?
Yes. Comes out of every surgery and goes, you'll be lucky to walk again. I was really angry with what they said.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Some more Is It Just Me's as we'll get to those, but is it just me or I don't know whether or not to rip him or actually thank him. Nick Wright, one of your cohorts at Fox Sports, okay? Let's get number two. Let's just go 2, 1, and 3 here, okay there, Benny? So Nick Wright came out yesterday in talking about Nikola Jokic and Nikola Jokic as an MVP for the NBA, what that would mean, what that would signify. Here's what he had to say.
When you look at the list of league MVPs over history, I say this with respect to Jokic. Historically speaking, he would be the worst one we've had in 35 years. Chris Paul wouldn't be. Chris Paul's an all-time great player. Yep. Nikola Jokic is having a great season and a very good player. But when you look at who's won the MVPs, oh, it's Giannis, it's Steph, it's LeBron, it's Durant, it's Rose pre-injury, it's what, it, and then, oh, Nikola Jokic. Oh, okay, that must have been a weird season.
Someone said, y'all doing this for ratings. Let me tell you a little secret about television. Talking about Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets is not good for ratings, folks. That's not how you bring in the most vast audience, is by talking about the Joker and the Nuggets.
The first comment, idiotic. Idiotic. Okay? Even ESPN, who is desperately trying to pump up this MVP race and desperately trying to promote anybody but Nikola Jokic, even they admit this is going to be a runaway, that he's going to win the MVP. He's having that great of a season. The second comment, actually, Nick Wright is right. Sure. He is bad for ratings. The Nuggets are bad for ratings.
Who cares?
So he's being honest there. He's right there. It explains everything that we've talked about and why ESPN's been acting the way they've been acting for the last month or two when it's, as it's become apparent that Jokic is going to win. So I give him credit for being honest there, but come on, dude. Worst MVP in the last 35 years? Come on.
Yeah, that part is ridiculous simply because of the season that the Joker is having and what he is doing on a night-to-night basis. Now, if you want to parse that out, Mike, what he's saying is he would be the least name value in the last 30 years of the MVP race. From just a pure name value standpoint on a national stage when it comes to the NBA, and he's 100% right on that. 100%. So, it doesn't matter. He's been the most remarkable player. And again, listen, if Nikola Jokic had, I mean, if he had JaVale McGee's athletic ability, this would be the greatest player in the NBA right now. And he still could be, there's still an argument for it, right? But because there's not as much flash, and because you play in Denver, and because it's an NBA flyover city, and because they are doing everything in their power to make Steph Curry the MVP. I was watching a game, I think, Sunday night, maybe Saturday night, where Steph Curry has 30-something. He had like 23 points in the third quarter, you know, and I mean, it's just MVP this, making a name, you know, he's charging, he's hard charging to, it's just the way it is. CP3, anybody but the Joker is what the national media would like to see.
Yeah, you go back to, so 35 years, you go back to 1985. Yeah, I mean, you look at the names that have won the MVP. Sure, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson, Karl Malone, Shaquille O'Neal, Allen Iverson, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. Oh, Steve Nash? Dirk Nowitzki? Derrick Rose? Come on. You're telling me that Derrick Rose, I'll tell you who the, if we're going to have this, the worst MVP, the where did that come from? Yeah, I'll put Derrick Rose as like maybe the most. Are you kidding me? That where did that year come from? Where did this guy come from?
Well, Derrick Rose was unbelievably gifted athlete that played above the rim and played in Chicago.
Sure. Right.
I mean, that's
in Chicago.
That's what it boils down to. Nick Wright's about, he is correct. Nick Wright is right. Nick Wright is correct about, that's like saying doo-doo. You know, when you get on and you say,
what's going on?
What they have to do, you know, you can get a sentence where you have doo-doo.
Doo-doo back to back, yeah.
Yeah, like where I said, hey man, contrary to popular belief, I do my legs.
Right.
I do my legs.
Right.
Like, and then you have to say, wait a minute, I do train my legs. Right.
Because otherwise, then you say do do.
Because then you say do.
And then you start giggling. What are we talking about?
Right. What are we?
Shooby dooby doo up.
I want to dedicate it. This is the best thing we've ever come up with.
Ever.
And it, let me just tell you this, people, before you start getting all, you know, all your panties in a wad, this will never get old. Ever.
Never.
Never.
Nope.
It will always be funny.
Mm-mm. Seriously.
We don't beat a dead horse on this.
Right?
In this program.
Is there ever a soundbite that we play too often?
No. No.
Nope.
Diabetes.
We're very judicious when it comes to,
I know we are. All right. It isn't just me, Friday. As you can tell, we're starting to get a little loose. We're getting a little loose. We'll get really loose in the 8 o'clock hour, but we're getting a little loose. So we'll do that with you. Some more Is It Just Me is coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com. Motors.com.
Now this is mean. Look at this.
What's that?
On the RamosLaw.com text line, somebody just sent in a picture. Looked like one of your, you know, glamour headshots here.
Right.
You know, this has got to be you about what? 10 years ago?
No, that's when I started at Fox about 4 years ago.
Okay.
5 years.
Yeah. 4 years ago. Yeah,
good-looking, good looking picture.
Thank you, buddy.
Actually, when I started, 2017, I started at Fox.
Okay. So here's the picture of Mark, smiling Mark. And over it is written, I'm the dumbass who got all your hopes up. This has been a constant theme throughout the week that you, in a desperate attempt for ratings.
Oh my Lord.
In a desperate clickbait attempt to get attention, that you got everybody's hopes all boosted up and all riled up, and everybody was hot and bothered at the idea of Aaron Rodgers, and now look at where we're at. To which I have to ask, yeah, look at where we're at.
Right.
Have you seen what the last week's been about since you dropped your little mini bombshell on draft night?
Last week's all about Ben. When is he being traded? June 2nd. Where is he being traded? How unhappy is he? He will never play. I mean, it goes on and on and on in regards to Aaron Rodgers. And, like, I know Aaron well enough to know that he's pretty damn stubborn. You don't get to be as good as he is without having that type A competitive personality. And, like, he's a competitor, man. And he wants things the way he wants things. And he's earned that right to some degree, Mike. So, listen, man, I really don't know what's going to happen. I don't. But I will tell you this. Do I know something's happened? Yes. Do I know there have been conversations, back channel conversations? Absolutely. I mean, I know these things to be factual. It's like, you know, the people that say, well, the Broncos or the Packers said, you know, they shut down all talks. There were no talks. Really? This is like, that's what happened. They're like, the NFL that was bending over backwards to move games, the Baltimore Ravens, the Pittsburgh Steelers, move them to Thursday, move them to whatever. They came down on the Broncos because the quarterbacks in the room made an innocent mistake, laid their guard down, and they ate lunch without masks on. Gosh, how unfortunate. And so the NFL forced them to play a game because of these unfortunate circumstances, these poor, unfortunate souls. And on top of that, the Broncos decided to find the quarterbacks. And that's the narrative that was out there, and you believe that that's what happened. Because if you believe that that's what happened, then there's nothing I can do for you because you're just dumb. If you believe that, you're just dumb. So if you honestly believe that all this noise that broke Thursday right before the draft didn't have merit, there weren't conversations, of course, nobody's going to admit to them, and nobody's going to admit because of tampering issues and everything else. Nobody's going to admit that they will back channel those things. Maybe the two general managers didn't speak to each other, but there are things going down. And now we sit at a position where I find it hard to believe because Aaron Rodgers has basically come out and said, you either fire the GM or I'm not playing here. I find it very hard to believe that they are all of a sudden going to get together and sing Kumbaya. I feel like he's still going to get traded, and it'll be after June 1, but I still believe it's going to happen.
Is it a bad look at all for Aaron Rodgers that is the narrative out there, that it's either he goes or I go, that he wants to get the GM fired, that, you know, he's referring to him as Jerry Krause, mm-hmm. supposedly, you know, making a take from The Last Dance and
yeah.
Jerry Krause, Michael Jordan, all that stuff. Is it, I mean, I was talking to somebody who said that, he knew of somebody who went to a Milwaukee Brewers minor league game. They're one of their affiliates. And they showed an ad up on the big screen of Aaron Rodgers. And the crowd booed.
Uh-huh.
Which, again, supports what I've said forever. Fans will always, always take the side of the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Even when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. But any part of this over the last week, do you think has that Aaron Rodgers looked bad?
Yeah, I think from, you know, from a fan's perspective, I mean, I've heard from a lot of fans, whiner and this baby and honor your, you know, but the bottom line is it's a different era that we live in. We have empowered our quarterbacks, right? They have been empowered. And the bottom line is you can't lie to your guys. Like, I talk about authenticity all the time. Hey, like, if you had a situation where you said, hey, dude, like, we're going to do what we do and you do what you do. And that's how it's going to work. You can't say one thing and do another as an organization. You can't only adhere to integrity that you preach when it benefits you. You also have to adhere to integrity that you preach when it doesn't benefit you. And so I know there's a lot of people who have criticized Aaron Rodgers. I don't fall in that camp. You can't tell a guy that, hey man, you know, we're there for you and you can't lie about, hey, we vetted this whole thing out with this, backup quarterback in Jordan Love. And then Aaron Rodgers comes out and says, nobody ever talked to me. It's shell shock. You know, it blindsided him because you saw his reaction after the draft.
Four Down Territory coming up. Very busy Four Down Territory. We'll hear from Jake Plummer, the NFLPA, fights back. Yet another ex-Packer talking about how Aaron Rodgers is dug in. And a way too early mock draft that has a quarterback in the Broncos' plans for next year. All that coming up. Four Down Territory next.
Be quiet. I'm answering the question.
This is Four Down Territory.
Let's talk football.
Personal foul, 69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
That guy's pretty good. If you like 6'5", 230-pound quarterbacks, laser, rocket arms.
It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair.
On Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Ready, Fred. First down.
If he doesn't happen to make it here, that kid will find success somewhere with the right coach, and whatever that means. You know, I mean, playing quarterback, you got to be able to be more than just a one system guy. Let's be real. You got to, and I think he's athletic enough to be more than a one system guy. It's just, you know, I think he's under a lot of pressure. So, you know, sometimes the way you deal with that pressure can be a big key to how you, you know, respond to it and bounce through those times and ultimately succeed, which I hope he does.
Jake Plummer on with Nick and Cecil last night. Boy, you look at Jake Plummer and Drew Lock. I see a lot of similarities. Style of play. Also, maybe, you know, attitude-wise. You know, a little rambunctious.
Sure.
You know, Drew Lock yelling at the fans. You with us? You against us? Jake Plummer flipping the bird to fans. Get the sense they're maybe cut from the same cloth?
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I mean, I think that's a great analogy. There's a lot of similarities between the two of them, both incredibly athletic. And both really need, you know, like, as we all do, you need to be coached up. You need to, like, you need to really understand your strengths, but probably more importantly, you need to understand your weaknesses and how to avoid putting yourself in those positions. So, I like the comparison, Mike, and it'll be interesting to see exactly what happens here in the next month in regards to the quarterback position, because I don't think the Broncos are done moving yet.
The more years go by, the more Jake Plummer is appreciated and should be appreciated.
Right.
After watching all the dreck that we've had at quarterback the last handful of years, hey, look back, 39-15 as a starter.
Right. He's
39-15.
He's like a bag of tea. The more you let it seep, the stronger it seems, the stronger it gets, right? The more you let that marinate for Jake Plummer, the stronger his performance really is.
So you're saying Jake Plummer's like a teabag?
LB.
Jake, yes, call him teabag. No, we're not going to call him that. But you know what I'm saying. Don't get me off. Don't even get me started. Don't get me. You know what?
We're not to 8 o'clock yet.
No. You control the show.
Yeah.
Get going.
Okay. Next in four down territory.
Second down.
It wouldn't matter who it was. I'm more trying to defend the player within this odd circumstance. I am certainly not defending Juwan James and his tenure here at the Broncos. It's got less to do with Juwan James and just this is about player protection in my mind.
Well, there's Chad Brown. Yeah, Chad Brown sitting in for you. And we're debating this week if the Broncos do try to go after Juwan James's money, will it serve to be a galvanizing force for the normally rollover like sheep players union? Well, the NFLPA responding to the NFL's strongly worded memo with a strongly worded memo of their own in which union officials said, quote, it was gutless to use a player's serious injury as a scare tactic to get you to come running back to these workouts. This memo is another sign of what they think of you and also affirms that they simply want to control you year-round in any and every way that they can. Ooh, them are fighting words.
What they left out at the end of that memo is, we are mad, we are angry, we are upset, and we will do nothing about it.
Right?
I mean, give
me. We will roll over like we always do.
Right. Give me it. What are you going to do? You know what's going to happen today and every other day? Von Miller's going to show up because he wants his workout bonus. So will Drew Locke. So will Dalton Risner and anybody else. I mean, come on. That, like, the whole solidarity thing. I mean, that was, we're not coming into the workouts unless you got a bonus or you want to go in or you're young or you're like, you know, you're the players. It really is. It's pathetic. It's a joke. And hey, listen, man, I'm guilty. I was part of it. Yeah. I wouldn't be staying away because I don't want to pay somebody to work me out. Like, I'm too cheap. I'm going to go in there and use the facilities and the whole thing is ridiculous. Yeah, they want to control you. They want to give you a chiropractor and a, you know, cryovac machine and hot and cold therapy and let you lift weights and have somebody that's a professional help train you.
Feed you lunch, breakfast.
Yeah, right. And all that stuff. What a horrible boy. Oh, boy. It's just, I can't believe the oppression.
Next in four down territory.
Third down.
That might not be entirely in their hands. Is Aaron Rodgers' camp, or at least it's been leaked that his camp has said Aaron's played his last down in Green Bay. He has a little bit of leverage here in this situation, and I think that's going to put the Green Bay Packers in a tough spot. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I truly believe Aaron wants to come back to Green Bay, but he doesn't want to do it on a lame duck contract.
There is former Packers fullback John Kuhn saying that Aaron Rodgers is, quote, conflicted about his future with the Green Bay Packers. He brought up the contract. Does all of this go away? Is all of this smoothed over? Is all of this hunky-dory if the Packers just rework his contract?
Well, I think there was a point where that's exactly what was going to happen. I think one of the things, there's a lot of things that have brought this to a head, Mike. There is the drafting of Jordan Love. There is a lack of communication. There are the narrative out there in the public that really isn't true that bothers you. Like, there's a lot of things, I think, that have bothered him. And again, this is my speculation. I haven't talked to him about all these things, but these are the things that you're hearing that are bothering. Then it's about, hey man, I want a contract that's commensurate with what these other guys are getting. You know, he's $40 million a year and I want a long-term deal. Like, I'm 30, I'll be, what, 38 at the end of the season? I'm 37 years old, but the bottom line is I'm still playing and I can play well for another 5 years. So I want a new deal. And they're like, well, we'll refund the money and renegotiate the money, but just keep you at 2 years. Like, no, that's not good enough for me.
Next in four down territory.
Fourth down.
Rattler.
fakes a handoff. Flush to the right. Sets up. Now he's flush back to the left. Still looking to throw. Does late. End zone. Weiss is there. Touchdown.
Oklahoma Sooners Radio. Boomer Sooner. So Todd McShay, with his way too early 2022 mock draft, has five quarterbacks going in the top 16, including the Broncos at number 11. So clearly he does not expect them to get Aaron Rodgers. He's going on, you know, the idea that it's Locke and Bridgewater, and they would have the 11th pick in the draft, taking Oklahoma quarterback Spencer Rattler. So we just got done talking about Jake the Snake. We could go from the Snake to the Rattler.
Yeah. Good.
That is good.
I love it. Yeah, from the Snake to the Rattler. The Rattler's better, though, right?
Than the Snake? Yeah, Rattler is
the Snake.
Yeah, but the Rattler is.
You know, Rattler.
Oh, that'd be a marketing division's dream.
Oh, could you imagine? The Rattler.
And before you mock these way too early mock drafts, I went back and looked at a mock draft for 2021 that was released right after the 2020 draft.
Yeah.
I erased the stew out of me.
It had all,
pretty close,
it had
right?
Most of the names that we have become very familiar with over the last couple of months. Now, at the time, you're looking and going, who are these guys? But, and it is a reminder. I try to stress this. Nobody wants to listen to me, but I keep telling you, we are now in a pattern where every year there's going to be four or five quarterbacks, a few of them you've never heard of, probably don't even know who they are at the beginning of the football season. Maybe midway through the football season, you're not even aware who these guys are, and they will play themselves into the first round, into the top 15, into the top 10.
Into the top five, and the Jets will take
them. So for everybody who says, oh, you can't pass on Justin Fields, and I'm telling you, there will be a Justin Fields type. There'll be a Zach Wilson equivalent.
Yes.
There'll be a Mac Jones equivalent in next year's draft as well. And already McShay has five guys going in the top 16. So there you go. That'll do it for Four Down Territory, our tour around the NFL. Bring that to you each and every morning at 7:30. Should we be rooting for or rooting against Nolan Arenado this weekend when the Rockies play the Cardinals? We'll talk to Ryan Spielborgs next. We got question mark coming up at 8 o'clock. You got a specific question for Stink. Hit us up on the RamosLot.com text line, 303-713-1043. You put hashtag question mark or hashtag hash brown, send it to the internet. It usually goes right to the top of the list.
Yeah, right to the top.
By the way, what's his name? Will, who plays Johnny?
Oh,
Will like Zavala?
Zabka?
Whatever his name is. He tweeted this week saying, production done. They got the next season in the can.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Cobra Kai. Speaking of Rattlers. Can't do it. I can't.
You can't roll your tongue like that?
Nope. Never been able to roll R's.
Is it because your tongue's too fat? You think that could be a problem?
Think about it. If you got this big of a head,
right,
doesn't it figure
that your tongue is too thick? Shouldn't have said fat. That was rude. Your tongue's too husky to roll?
I got a husky tongue.
You got a husky tongue.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it figure that everything's proportionate?
Yeah. Perfect. Makes perfect sense.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
It's also
London, Paris, Munich, everybody's out of pop music.
It's also, and is it just me?
Yes, it is.
Friday. Is it just me? Or I would not be surprised if the NFL pushes back their schedule release, which is set for next Wednesday. A primetime event that they'll put on TV. Is it just me, or with the Aaron Rodgers uncertainty swirling around there,
mm-hmm.
that schedule release might be pushed back a little bit?
If there is not some type of determining factor, like if they don't have insight into what's going to happen, if this is a fluid situation, then yeah, I agree with you. It will get pushed back.
Let's just look at this whole Aaron Rodgers thing. It has been dissected all week long. Let's just look at it from an angle that probably doesn't get talked about that much. And that is the television angle. You've got, teams I think are allowed to be on a maximum 6 times on primetime television? Monday Night Football, yeah. Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, 6 times, I believe, right?
Something like that, yes.
Well, you would figure that Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers would get the max, right?
Absolutely.
You would think that the Denver Broncos, with what's happened to them the last few years, and with Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater as their quarterbacks, would probably get the minimum, correct?
Correct.
If Aaron Rodgers is a Denver Bronco week one of next season, think about how drastically that changes the whole TV picture.
So, I think I'm not going to give you sources, but I think I can share this with you. I got a call from, let's just call it a league source, about this very topic. So, as of right now, you're 100% correct, Mike. You are forget about the Hardy Boy. You are the Hardy Boy.
I'm the Hardy Boy?
The Hardy Boy.
So not like Stokely and Zach, who are the Hardy Boys. I'm right. The Hardy Boy.
You're the Hardy. Wait, you.
Am I Frank or Joe?
I don't, maybe it's not even the Hardy. Maybe you're a step above that. Maybe you're Sherlock.
Ooh, thank you.
Sherlock. So, here you've got to understand that right now the Packers have what? Let's just say, I don't know. Let's just say, they've got 4 Sunday night games, right? A Thursday night game and a Monday night game. So, If Aaron Rodgers isn't part of the Green Bay Packers, that is going to be parsed. That is going to be cut. That they will have to adjust that. And depending upon where he goes, I would imagine I'd find it hard pressed to think that the Broncos have maybe one Sunday night game because it's Kansas City or something. I'm not 100% sure, but if he were to come here, those schedules would get flipped, correct? So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well, there's one other element, too.
Okay.
Because I know that in the new TV deal, the line between Fox being an NFC network, CBS being an AFC network is going to start to kind of blur a little bit. It's not going to be as
after this,
hard and fast.
Right, after this season,
but
the NFC will still be The Fox will still be the home of the NFC playoffs and
right.
CBS will still be the home of the AFC playoffs, but there is going to be a melding together of the two. Here's the other thing about the Packers. The Fox game of the week, the 425 game of the week, whatever it is, right, the 405, that's another issue. That's a huge audience where Green Bay would have, would get plenty of those games of the week. All of a sudden, you got to look at that and say, wait a minute, maybe that doesn't happen.
So not only do you have just the overall national profile, but now you've got, if an Aaron Rodgers moves from Green Bay to Denver, if he moves from an NFC team to an AFC, that is a seismic shift.
Yes.
A seismic shift when it comes to the programming and the television schedule for Fox versus CBS. So
gigantic.
This is... I can only imagine how they are reacting to all of this going down the last week over there at scheduling HQ, which makes me wonder, does that schedule really get released on Wednesday?
Because
you want to talk about something that right now is written in pencil.
Right. I think it gets pushed back. I mean, the schedule's done. Schedule's been done. They're just going to, the NFL does. They make it hey, the draft, let's let the draft cool off for a couple of days, right? Let's let it cool off for a couple of weeks. Now, how do we hit them with the next
one?
God, what's the next one? Well, it's a schedule release, right? Everybody gets all giddy about the schedule release. Yeah. Well, now that the schedule release, unless they have really like legit intel on what's going to happen, I'm with you. I think it gets pushed back. It has to get pushed back. They cannot have the Green Bay Packers on four Sunday night games, and a Monday night game and a Thursday night game if Jordan Love is the quarterback.
Right?
They can't. And you can't have the Broncos on only one primetime game if Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback.
No.
You can't.
So, I'll be
sound like Colin Cowherd.
I know.
Right there.
They can't. They just can't. You can't have them on a primetime game. You can't. You can't. You just can't.
It was great, right?
That was. I did, yeah.
Is it just me, says this texter. Aaron Rodgers isn't worth it. Nothing you can say will change that. The cost will be way too much. That's from Greg.
Well, what would the... that's an interesting question,
okay, so,
Mike. So what would the cost be in your mind?
Bill Barnwell came out from ESPN. He put together seven different teams that would be interested in Aaron Rodgers and what it would take. For the Broncos...
It was probably a 25,000-word essay.
It was an opus.
Bill is like, Lord have mercy, dude. Would you cut to the point? Okay, go ahead.
Stephen King sits back and says, dude, be a little bit more judicious with the words, okay?
Right.
So... he said, let me see if I got this right. It was Patrick Surtain, two future number ones.
Okay.
Drew Lock and Tim Patrick.
Okay.
For Aaron Rodgers and the corner Stokes that Green Bay took late in the first round.
Where do I sign up for that?
Right?
Let me know where I sign up for that. That's it? So, Surtain, two future number ones.
Mm-hmm. Lock, Tim Patrick.
Lock and Tim Patrick.
For Aaron Rodgers and a first round
corner.
Drafted corner.
I'm in. I'm in. I don't think that's.
You think it'd have to be richer than that?
I think a little bit richer.
Well, but would I do that? Yeah. And I was talking about this with, it may have been with Raj, our program director. We're comparing if the Broncos acquired Rodgers, if it would be just like Manning. And I said it would be bigger than acquiring Manning for two reasons. One, Manning, as excited as we were about it, still came with a bunch of question marks.
Sure.
I'd had surgeries, mm-hmm. hadn't played. There was some question about what you were getting. Secondly, you didn't know what kind of impact he'd have. Well, with Rodgers, you're getting the reigning MVP, who's still at the peak of his game. And secondly, you would immediately be more excited for Rodgers' arrival, and you'd immediately have expectations put in place based on what happened with Manning. Broncos country would immediately say, this is a Manning run all over again. Explosive offense. Star Wars offense. Huge numbers. Winning games. Winning divisions. Competing for and winning Super Bowls. It would all be expected right away based on what we learned
from
Manning. So this would be bigger. Aaron Rodgers would be bigger than Peyton Manning.
I think the other thing that would be interesting, obviously, you know, you're coming without the injury issues that Peyton Manning was coming with. But the other thing you're doing is you're watching what ends up happening. You've got other players involved that you're going to watch what happens to their careers. You know what I mean? So there is not only you watching what the Broncos do with Aaron Rodgers, but you're watching what happens to the players that we send out to Green Bay. So there's kind of a double-edged sword that you're kind of watching this whole trade go down with, if in fact it does happen.
Well, the other thing too is, what did we learn from Peyton? You get that kind of quarterback, free agents want to come here. And so whatever draft capital you're giving up, you're more than getting back.
Sure.
Because of the caliber of players that will want to come here. And no, they got the DeMarcus Ware, Tlaib, all these free agents came here, not because of John Elway,
Okay? They came here because of Peyton. Simple as that.
Correct.
And it would happen again here.
Yeah, people would want to be here with Aaron. Again, it comes down to especially good players later in their careers where they're still very productive. There's another 2 or 3 years left at a very high level. Those players have the opportunity to say, where do I have the best chance to potentially win a championship? And Aaron Rodgers in orange and blue, yes, sign me up. Plus, you know this as well as anybody. When the Broncos are good, this is not like the Nuggets. This is not a flyover city in the NFL. This is a destination city in the NFL.
Yes.
Destination city.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. When it comes to the NBA, Denver is a flyover city.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case in the NFL. It's not the case in the NHL. As long as you're not a pitcher, it's not the case in MLB mm-hmm. either. Speaking of MLB, Ryan Spielberg will join us coming up in about 15 minutes. This is KKFN, KKFN HD1 Longmont, Denver.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.